New day, new you. Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive.
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude.
Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
I don't start these amazing shows with a ooh-wee, but I'm going to start with a ooh-wee. Man, you ever been working at a job you can't stand? Then you have to utter this damn phrase. I can't wait till Friday. Tuesday through Thursday? Fucking bullshit-ass days. Now, if you were running through a crowd of days and you were pusher your ass past Monday, knee Tuesday in the crotch, shove Wednesday out the way, and then roundhouse Thursday in the back of the fucking head just to get to Friday. Then you got days that feel like a fucking Friday. Where'd that come from, Miles? Today feel like a Friday.
I don't know. I guess it's just you feel good, because you feel good when you think it's Friday. So people are just feeling good.
How the fuck does a day feel like another damn day, Miles? Anyway, the problem, Miles, with pushing past all them days is you need them damn days. You only get 7, and every day is precious, people. Shit. I've called out on a damn Monday and had an amazing 3-day weekend. You ever done that shit, Miles?
Of course.
Shit, I fucked around and had Friday on a goddamn Monday. And that was weird. Shit, I've gotten fucked up on margaritas and Mexican food on Taco Tuesday. See that? Tuesday, this became a Friday. And then Wednesday, I take hump day very seriously, Miles.
Yeah.
I just love that Geico commercial with that goddamn camel walking around talking about this fucking hump day. Hey, everybody, it's hump day. It's hump day, hump day, hump day. and Thursday, I barely do any goddamn work on Thursday because it's damn near Friday. There's nothing wrong with them days, people. Without them damn days, how would you ever be able to say, damn, this week flew by?
Okay. I get you. Every day is precious. I will say, if I had to pick a day, though, that I don't care for that much, it would be Tuesday. You get a lot of holidays on Monday, and Wednesday is hump day, Thursday is... You made the case for most days, but Tuesday is... Sometimes Tuesday becomes a Monday because you have a 3-day weekend, and then Tuesday is Monday. And then it's just
you're
like...
You're fucking right, Miles.
Yeah.
Tuesday can be a fucking Monday when you're off on fucking Monday.
Yeah.
You're fucking right.
And when Tuesday becomes a Monday, that's when you start getting your days mixed up. You start saying, this feels like a Thursday, but it's really Wednesday because Tuesday became Monday.
Miles, when you start doing the fucking math, it makes sense, Miles.
Thank you.
You'd be a good algebra teacher.
I would try. I think I could come up with a formula for that whole thing.
Fuck yeah, Miles.
Yeah.
You just did the numbers. You just did the fucking numbers.
I crunched
now people,
them.
Now people understand. You crunched the fucking numbers. Now people understand. Don't be saying fucking days ain't days if they ain't fucking days.
Right. Well, I know what day this is. This is Elaboration Day. So I say we get started.
Miles, just fucking do it. Today is the day.
Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, keep calm and carry on. You ready for it?
Give it to me, Miles.
The guts carry the feet, not the feet the guts. That's by Miguel de Cervantes.
Shit. The guts carry the feet, not the feet the guts. I like this, Miles.
Well, I say let's treat this like a Friday and go away for the weekend and come back after the break and start on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. The quote we're looking at today is, the guts carry the feet, not the feet the guts. It's a short one.
You know what? And people get the short one sometimes. The guts carry the feet, not the feet the guts. Now, this is one of those quotes, Miles, that immediately makes sense to me the first time I hear it. Here's how life is. Your feet move you, but you move your damn feet. You might think it's your head making the decisions to move your feet, but your head only handles the involuntary shit. Shit like blinking and swallowing and breathing and shit like that. But your gut handles impulse stuff. like talking shit to someone, you know, goddamn well, you shouldn't be talking shit to.
Yeah, that's definitely not your head thinking.
Fuck no.
No.
That's your fucking guts.
Yeah.
Woo wee. And that's why the amount of guts should be in the head and the goddamn brain should be in the gut.
Why would that work?
Because you got to have guts. It's got to have smarts and guts. And why not put the fucking head brain, the smarts, where your guts is at, see? And your guts where the brain is at. Because yeah, someone says, you're not thinking with your head. You ever heard that before?
Yeah.
See? Why not? Why not move them around and switch them? Flip-flop them, motherfuckers, Miles. Flip-flop them.
How did that solve anything? You just changed the position. Now you got to change a lot of things. This is like in a car. If you change a part, you got to start changing a lot of other hookups. Like,
no, you don't, Miles. No, you don't. Hey, you will see a Volkswagen bug. The fucking engine is in the ass, Miles.
That's our time for JB and Miles Car Talk. Tune in weekly for that show as well.
Hey, it's not a bad idea, Miles.
That's yeah.
Good ass show.
I love cars.
Shit. Take this, Miles. Your gut, like I said, handles impulse stuff, Miles.
Yeah.
Talking shit to people and shit you shouldn't talk shit to.
Yep.
Or shit like bungee jumping or walking on hot ass coals and shit. You're walking on hot ass coals, Miles?
No.
I haven't done that shit either. Yeah. I've seen people do it.
Yeah.
And I say, how the fuck you do that? How the fuck you separate the pain from your motherfucking head? You see? That's guts, Miles. That's fucking, you gotta have guts to do that shit, Miles. And that's what I mean. Sometimes your brain gotta be in your guts and your guts gotta be in your brain.
And also it helps to have like rough, callousy feet.
Hell, you got hard ass fucking feet, Miles. Walk on that shit.
Yeah.
Woo! And they say walk on it. Now stand on that bitch. Now, you wanna prove something to me? Stand on it. Stand on them damn coals. Anybody can walk and go, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ah, and make it through.
Yeah.
Anybody can do. Once you say, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ooh, 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 ah, ah, like that, it shit. It numbs the pain, Miles.
Yeah,
it's like 30% less pain when you go.
Yeah,
everybody knows that, Miles.
I can't argue with it because I definitely do it, and I guess it does help. So
fuck yeah, you ask any pain doctor about that shit, they'll tell you.
They would probably be the ones to tell you that that's not fact. So if you're going to ask someone and you want the answer JB gave you, don't ask an actual doctor.
You know, I'm not a full-time doctor. But I know a little bit about that shit.
Yeah, you're not even a part-time doctor. All right, so this guy, you got this guy, whoever this person is, bungee jumping, walking on hot coals, talking shit to people. Yeah.
I got you. It's like saying wrestling is fake to a professional wrestler.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Remember years ago, it was reporter John Stossel got slapped across the face for that shit, man.
I actually do remember that.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
He got slapped across the goddamn face. Shit. It wasn't that wrestling was real or fake. It's how he said this shit.
Yeah.
He said that shit all cocky and shit.
Yeah.
He kept pushing the fucking wrestler, pushing him and shit, pressing his motherfucking buttons and shit. That shit took guts, and I gotta give it to him. Because before he took that slap across the face, he had to get that impulse, Miles.
Yeah.
Impulse.
Yeah.
All of that, Miles, takes guts. Now, if you ask me, I think wrestling is fake, but the slaps are real. See?
Yeah.
See, Miles?
Yeah.
That slap is real, but wrestling is fake. You know?
Okay. All right.
But I still wouldn't say that to a wrestler's face, though. No, I wouldn't say that shit.
Don't do that.
Shit.
All right. Off to a great start here. The guts carry the feet, not the feet the guts. So you've got guts carrying this crazy person through a lot of, it seems to be mistakes, but they're adventurous mistakes.
Think of this, man. Your feet are your damn tires.
Okay. More car talk.
Hey, Miles, you ever watch one of those high-speed car chases? The police eventually lay out one of those spike strips.
Yeah.
And that spike strip rips up them damn tires on that perpetrator's car.
Right.
And now, eventually, a car doesn't even have tires, man. It's just some damn rims.
Sparks flying.
Now, a functioning brain, Miles, would say pull over. But this desperate ass's guts tell him, don't you pull over. Let's see if we can make it home. Even in a case where that damn car's feet are gone, guts make him keep going on his damn ankles.
Wow. That's a car's ankles.
The rims are the ankles of the car.
Makes sense. I never thought of a car's anatomy.
The ankles are the rims. The tires are the feet.
The struts are like the calf muscle.
Fuck yeah, Miles. The calf muscles and shit like that.
Upper control arm is like the thigh.
The exhaust pipe is the asshole.
Yeah, well, that was pretty on the nose.
Yeah.
Which would be the bumper. No, the bumper is the mouth. Right? No, the grill is the mouth.
The hood ornament is the nose.
That's right.
Now, here's the thing, though. Running takes balance. Now, I've seen many funny-ass videos, Miles, where someone was running full speed, tripped, and then landed flat on their fucking face.
Yeah.
You know why that happened?
Why?
Their head got out in front of their feet. The damn person was off balance, Miles. There's a such thing as being mentally off balance, Miles. The best balance you can ever have is when your head stays back so that your feet are up under them.
Yeah, makes sense.
And do you know who's right there in between the top of your head and the tip of your feet just chilling in the cut? The gut. The fucking gut.
It rhymes.
Back to the beginning. The gut. The gut is in the damn cut.
Yeah.
And Miles, remember being in biology class, everybody? And they had that model of the body with the pieces you could pull out. Love that shit, man. You can remove all the damn parts. The appendix, the fucking spleen. You know who doesn't have a gut? Cartoon characters, Miles. That's who don't have a fucking gut. If you don't relate yourself to some shit, a cartoon character don't have no goddamn guts. This is relatable shit, Miles.
Yeah. You mean actual guts. Because Bugs Bunny had guts.
He had guts and balls. Then right. That motherfucker had balls. Yeah, that goddamn Bugs Bunny.
Thankfully, we never saw his literal balls. That would have changed the image of Bugs Bunny.
Oh, that changed the whole cartoon.
Yeah, if they would just...
Ain't what it's supposed to be.
Flopping around.
Fuck yeah. Anyway, but Porky Pig, one of Bugs Bunny's friends and shit.
Yeah, Porky.
He swallowed a birthday cake, Miles, a whole fucking birthday cake. And then they x-rayed his gut. And you saw it in there. Whole goddamn cake with the candle still fucking lit.
Yeah.
Shit. It was amazing to see that shit. Yeah. I laughed my ass off. I said, happy birthday, motherfucker. That's all you can say. What are you going to say? Also, the cake is in his stomach.
You could say, hey, Porky, you need to chew your food.
You could say that.
Yeah.
But the cartoon character, they don't chew. No. They just swallow shit.
Yeah.
Something they chew.
Bugs Bunny. Bugs chewed. Yeah, he would.
He chewed his goddamn carrot.
Yeah.
He will bite it and chew the shit.
Yeah. He made carrots look good. Carrots are nowhere near as good as Bugs made them look.
Man, he be smacking on them goddamn carrots, man. I'd be like, shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I like to see that motherfucker saute some of those carrots one day.
Yeah, maybe, that would have been nice.
Change it up a little bit. Change it up. You watch those old Western movies, Miles?
Yeah.
Even in them old ass Westerns, they knew where to punch Miles with the fucking gut.
Guy would double over.
And they double the fuck over.
Yeah.
And then they hit him in the fucking chin and shit.
Yeah.
Woo!
And then one of the ladies in the bar would come hit him in the back of the head with a box.
That's the one thing these cowboys don't understand. They got to watch their back for the fucking barkeep. It's always the barkeep.
Yeah. Bottles now, liquor bottles are heavy. I can only imagine how heavy those bottles were.
Fuck me, man.
Yeah.
You get hit in the back of the head with a fucking real bottle? Shit. What's a Grey Goose bottle? That motherfucking bottle heavy as fuck, Miles.
Yeah.
Or Smirnoff. You see a Smirnoff bottle, Miles?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers is heavy, Miles.
Right. They're
fucking heavy.
Well, look, I think we're about done here. The guts carry the feet, not the feet, the guts. You have made the case that it's the guts that drive you. That brain, yeah, it's there. But if you want to get those feet moving in the most stressful of situations, it's the guts moving them. How do you wrap this up?
I tell people this. Understand your movement. Be clear on where the decisions to move are coming from. Keep your ass balanced, your head up, and your gut in check.
Yeah.
People need to do a gut check once or twice a day. And don't be afraid to excuse yourself and go to the goddamn bathroom and check your damn gut. And if everything checks out, gut up and get your feet moving.
I'll say it for you. Woo!
Woo! Gut the fuck up.
Get
your feet moving.
Gut up. All right.
Gut up, goddammit. Gut up.
Yeah. I still think your head has a lot to do with moving your feet, but I get the gut of this quote, and I think you got to the gut of it. You gutted it up.
I gutted it the fuck up, Miles. That's the fuck I do.
Well, that's it, man. Thanks for joining us in another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Smooth. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting
always
us borrow the calendar. Keep calm and carry on. As always, we hope you had a good time, Elaboration Nation, and maybe we're even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment. And while you're at it, a great review on Apple Podcasts. And thanks for leaving so many of your favorite quotes. Please continue to do so. We promise to use them from time to time and feature them on the show. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's
JB Smooth. Gut check, bitch. This has been a Team Coco production.